Starbucks, this is Jordan. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Thomas from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Okay.
And I just
How can I help you, Thomas?
Hi, I just needed to find out, do you have the red cups there? Have you started with the red cups?
Yeah, I believe that we're just finishing out our white ones, but we've started putting out the holiday cups.
Okay, well, there's been a problem with those. I don't know if you've heard about the controversy with the red cups.
Oh, yes, there has.
Yeah. Well,
I did hear about that.
Yeah, we're going to have you turn all of the red cups inside out. I mean, they're white on the inside, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, if you could just turn them in... I'm sorry, if you could just turn them inside out. Like every...
How do I do that? I've never heard of that before.
Oh, yeah, well, no, it's because of the controversy, and people are freaking out, and they're saying they're Nazi cups.
Oh, geez.
And all this crazy stuff, and they're, I don't know, some weird thing about Christians. I just don't get it. But,
okay.
Yeah, like, could you take one of the cups right now and just turn it inside out? You can see how to do it. It's pretty easy.
Turn inside out.
If you do it near the phone so I can hear it, I can tell if you're doing it right.
Huh. Give me one sec.
Is it working?
I don't... Hang on. I might be able to get it. Just give me one sec.
All right.
And that's who is on the phone right now, and they want us to turn all of our red cups inside out to white. I've never done that before, and I don't know how.
I'm so sorry. Hold on just a sec.
What?
That's not a thing. You can't turn cups inside out.
I don't know.
We still have some white cups, though.
Okay. Do you want me to
We don't have any
that?
Venti white cups. We're going to have to use
because
red cups.
Because of all of the controversy with the red cups.
That's ridiculous. Tell them that it's...
Okay.
Come
on. So I don't physically know how to turn the cups inside out.
Oh.
So we do still have the white cups, so we can use those for the time being until I can talk to my manager. But I just talked to her right now, and she doesn't know how to do that either.
Oh, well, no, it's okay. I can walk you through it if you just get a red cup out real quick.
Okay, I have one.
All right, now just kind of peel it the opposite way. The opposite way, you know, just kind of shift it.
The opposite way. All right.
Like push the bottom.
So you push the bottom like in?
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
It just pops out.
Yeah, push the bottom in and it should just turn right around.
Okay, I think I may have got it. Just one sec.
You want to let me off the phone before I do it? He says you just push the button.
Yeah.
He says what?
He says that you just push the bottom in and it turns around.
I'm sorry, but then I'm going to be touching people's cups.
Yeah.
Well, wash your hands.
Okay. I'm going to have to score. I'll take over to you.
Hi. I'm so sorry. So turning the cups inside out, that's going to make it so that we're touching inside each of and every cup.
Well, wash your damn hands then.
I can wash my hands, but I don't understand why I can't just use my white cups.
Well, no, because we have all these red cups. We can't let them go to waste. We need to turn the cups inside out.
I think that this is... can I call back?
Yeah, if you want to. Yeah, sure.
Okay, thanks.
But, I mean, if you can't turn them inside out, she could just use scissors and tape, maybe?
I think that you're messing with us.
No, I'm not messing with you. I'm from the corporate office.
I don't think so, but thank you so much. I'm going to call back.
I can give you my partner number if you don't believe me.
Can I just call corporate back in a little bit?
If you want to, sure, but they're going to tell you the same
perfect thing.
God damn it, motherfucker.
Okay, perfect.
Shit.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Life is like a prank call in Roy, New Mexico. Collect calls, ding cars, racing. Walmart customers. Can I take your hair, please? For genetic testing. No, stop. Have to pay the stupid bitch fee, snowplow. Roy Who, that's my name, it's Roy Who Snowplow. Danger, watch for scammers. I'm the Verizon corporate manager, and I need your V-card for my snowplow. It's every day on PLA, it's Snowplow Show. Tell your kids to shut the fuck up, Snowplow Show. I'm going to call the final boss now, Snowplow Show.
This is episode 532 of the Snowplow Show. I'm your host, Brad. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Even though this isn't coming out on Valentine's Day, I'm recording this on the day after Valentine's Day. I mean, the live show portion of the show was recorded on Valentine's Day night, but I won't get this finished and put up on the feed until later tonight on the 15th. Why am I explaining this? Who cares? It's been a while since the last Snowplow Show. Sorry about that, everyone. I've been out of town and away from the Situation Room for the past month now, in case you haven't noticed. But I'm back, so hopefully the schedule is going to get more back to normal. It's going to be the kind of schedule where I don't really have any good excuses for not getting shows done. I was a whole month away from Carol. I could have brought Carol with me, but I didn't. Sorry about that, Carol.
That's okay, Brad.
Aw, thanks, Carol. Happy Valentine's Day. So I'm naming this show Save Jones, because at some point during the live show, I find out that Nick Caesar, the main artist for the Snowplow Show, has a dog that needs some help with surgery and stuff. So I'm hoping to get some people to help Nick Caesar out. He needs some crazy amount of money to help his dog. I'm going to put a link in the show notes for that, for his GoFundMe, to help save Nick Caesar's dog. And this is the second GoFundMe. If you think it's not very funded, don't worry. He got some money already from the previous GoFundMe. He had to stop that one and start a new one. But it looks like he needs $7,000 more, so please, if you've enjoyed the art that you've seen on the Snowplow Show for the past few years, you know, all the cartoon drawings that always get done, they're mostly done by Nick Caesar. He's an amazing artist. If you don't want to donate directly to his GoFundMe, then you can also buy a shirt from his Spreadshirt store. I think that's scaryart.spreadshirt.com. I could be wrong on that. I'll put a link in the show notes. And then he also has a website where you can buy his artwork from. You know, actual paintings on canvas. I have a couple of those myself. And that's at scary-art.com. Help if you can. His dog Jones would appreciate it. And probably Nick will too. He's got a ton of PLA shirts in his Spreadshirt store, by the way. There's some really good ones in there. Today's show is brought to you by John B., Fun Society Arcade, Gobi, JT, and King Richard, henceforth known as Another Prank Call Show. King Richard, he's such a jerk, he withdrew his Patreon support, but now he's supporting me with his other Patreon account, which is called Another Prank Call Show. So whatever, I'm just saying King Richard on this one. What's he gonna do? Anyway, thank you, all of the supporters of the show, including the 500 or so that I didn't mention. I can only mention so many per show. Used to, remember the good old days where there was just one sponsor of every show? And then you guys had to be all nice and keep supporting the show, and now I have to read multiple supporters in every show, and it's not as special as it used to be. Damn you all for being so supportive. Thanks to the new people that have signed up on Patreon, including Ben H. and Jason A., Adrian H., Michael B., Ben C., Justin Monk, Edvard G. I think he yelled at me for pronouncing his name wrong, but he didn't tell me how to actually pronounce it, so whatever. Maybe that was someone else. I can't remember. And then there's Elver G., Michael H., Tremont M., Default Urine, Tintac, Brandon McSee, Larry Smith, Jay Smooth, Derek Rob, Lil PP, David McSee, Colin the King, Neil H., M. Tissot. I bet you I got that one wrong. And Tyler R. Thanks all of you for signing up on the Patreon within the past several weeks. It's been a while since I've read the new people. Hi, new people. Most of those people got to hear the two Hobosodes I did this week. Or I guess technically one of them was last week. It was on Sunday, 6 days ago. But then the other one was on Tuesday. And then there was one back on the 6th. See, if you're missing the Snowplow shows, the people who sign up and support the show, they don't miss it as much. Because they've gotten three shows since the last Snowplow show. And I'm going to play a short clip from this one show. This guy, he talked to me, I think it went on for about 30 minutes. I was just doing requests and somebody asked me to call this 80-year-old British guy. And I tried to play a game of hang up the phone with him and I lost. I ended up hanging up on him because he just set the phone down and turned on the TV really loud. Crap, I just gave away the ending of the call. But he had some of the greatest insults ever for me. In fact, I wrote it down on my new notebook page called Various Ways I've Been Insulted. He called me a stupid, ignorant twit, a turvy guy, whatever that is, a twat, a little worm, a kook, a bloody fool, a nincompoop idiot, and a stupid little piss fart three times over. And I'm just going to go to some random part in the call. I'm going to go to 17 minutes and 57 seconds of this one. I'm the
command me to.
I'm the superior person here, and I command you to hang up the phone.
Oh, man, get out of it. You're the superior person here.
That's right. laughing at me.
Which part of this do you think is a threat?
You're a little worm.
I ain't a worm. You're the worm.
You're an inferior little worm.
You're a worm that doesn't know how to hang up the phone. I didn't even write down the inferior part in my notebook. I just wrote a little worm. Here, let me correct that. An inferior little worm. That's better.
I'm not going to hang up the phone because you asked me to or tell me to.
No, I'm not asking you to. I'm ordering you to.
Oh, you're ordering me to.
That's right.
Now, eh?
You hang up that phone. But yeah, that just goes on and on for about 30 minutes. That's a 46-minute long hobosode. I should have just made that a snowplow show, really. A snowplow show with one single phone call in it. That would have been great. So if you want to hear that, sign up for the hobosodes. Support the show. That guy is just all over the place. He's mad at me in parts. He insults me a bunch. He laughs at me. He plays the television at me. I've got more stuff in here in my notes, but you know what? I've been talking long enough. You don't want to hear me going on and on about stuff. You want to hear my failure of a live show that happened last night on Valentine's Day night. Here it is.
Royal Farms, Davey, I can help you.
Hey, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Royal Farms.
All right.
Do you see the customer that's in there right now?
The one with the blue jacket and tan pants?
Yeah, that's the one. He's asleep. We have high technology here that's can detect when people are asleep and are awake. We need to go wake them up.
I'll do that for you.
I'm serious. I'm so sorry about this. I know this is unusual. But, yeah, he's actually asleep. We don't want him to get in his car and hurt anyone. Can you go wake him up? Just, like, clap in his face.
I'll do that for you, sure.
Can you stay on the phone? I want to make sure he gets woke up.
I hate to call this a prank, but I think it's a pretty good one.
Oh, no, it's not a prank. No, I'm from the corporate office with Royal Farms.
I didn't know you guys were open this late.
Well, no, I'm in the security department. Like, you know, the regular corporate office is not open this late, but the security department is. The security office, we're on the third floor.
Third floor.
Yep. So the guy in the blue, you need to go wake him up. Go clap in his face. Just make sure he's awake.
I like your spunk. I'm not going to lie.
Aw, thanks.
That was impressive.
Don't make me give you a raise or anything, you know? Like, don't make me like you too much.
Okay. I'm doing pretty good anyway, so I'm not going to complain.
That's good. So you've been smoking some of the ganja in the back room, I guess?
No, I quit in college.
Yep, that's what they all say.
Are you enjoying your night so far?
So far, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Good.
So you're not going to wake up the guy, I guess?
Nah.
Fuck. All right.
412.
Well, thanks for talking about my spunk. Hey, I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Can I talk to the customer on the phone real quick? I'll just do a quick survey with them. Nothing wrong with that, right?
Yes, you could.
Yeah, put them on. It's just a quick survey.
Oh. Yeah, I don't think it's real. Play along.
Okay.
I know, it's unusual.
It's very unusual. Yes.
Hey, I don't know why he's saying it's not real and to play along. That's pretty weird. I'm calling from the corporate office with Royal Farms.
Yes. Okay.
And, I've got the probation officer here on the other line. And
probation officer.
Yes. He's one of our special projects here we're doing. He was in prison for a couple of years and now he's out and we're letting him work for us. We just need to make sure his ankle monitor is functioning properly. Hello? Are you still there? Hello? 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 Fuck. Okay. He's gone. Fuck! All right, let's cross that one out, I guess. Play along. I know this is weird. Whatever. These are Royal Farm stores in New Jersey. So I'm talking my Dwight accent for these, I guess, so I can relate to them, because that's how people in New Jersey speak. We say there after every sentence.
Royal Farms, Royal Fresh, Royal Fast. This is Gabby. How can I help you?
Hey, Gabby. It's Steve Dave from the corporate office with Royal Farms.
How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing tonight?
Great.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
Aw, thanks. Hey, do you see that customer that's in there right now?
Yes.
Okay, he is asleep. I know he looks like he's awake, but he's a sleepwalker. We've had problems with him before. I'm watching him on the security cameras, and we're able to see that he's asleep. With the security cameras, they detect that sort of thing. But does he look asleep, or does he look awake?
No, he looks like he's awake.
Yeah, see, that's how they get you. Can you walk over there real quick and just clap in his face?
No, I can't do that. I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. I'm from the corporate office.
That's okay. Have a good night.
No, I'm serious, ma'am. All right, tonight's not going to work out too well, you guys. I can see tonight not being too good of a show. At least I'm trying, though. I thought I sounded completely believable.
Thank you for choosing Royal Farms, Royal Fresh, Royal Fast, Royal Green. Nicole speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Nicole. It's Steve Dave from the corporate office with Royal Farms.
Hi. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Hanging in there.
You having a good Valentine's Day?
Oh, yeah. I spent it all day in the hospital getting tests done. It was a blast.
Oh,
how about you?
Good times there. No, I wasn't in the hospital. Nope. Got me beat. So do you see the guy that's in there right now?
Black Jacket?
Yeah, that's the one, Black Jacket.
Yeah.
He's asleep. He's a sleepwalker.
Okay.
Is there any way you could go over there and just wake him up real quick? I can stay on the phone with you to make sure it's okay.
Yeah, no, I don't feel comfortable doing that.
No, it's no big deal. You just need to clap and... Just clap in his face.
This doesn't make sense, sir.
What? Why do you say that?
I'm going to hang up now. Thank you.
Which part of it doesn't make sense? I'm pretty comfortable just failing at this all night. That sounds fun. I was better at this like early in the morning than late at night. You'd think the late night people would be easier to do this with. You know, last time when I did it on the Hobosode.
Royal Farms, Royal Fresh, Royal Fast. This is Ebony. How may I help you?
Hey, Ebony. It's Steve Day from the corporate office with Royal Farms.
Uh-huh.
How you doing?
Fine, you?
Pretty good. You having a good Valentine's Day?
Yes.
That's good to hear. Hey, do you see that guy that's in the store right now?
The one that's by the deli?
Yeah, the deli guy. That's what I call him.
Uh-huh.
He's asleep. I know it doesn't look like it. He looks like he's awake, but he's actually sleepwalking.
Whew.
Yeah, can you tell?
No.
But yeah, I know he looks like he's awake, but he's asleep. We need to wake him up.
Which one?
What?
It's two.
What?
It's two.
The one in the darker clothes.
Kind of both got on the same thing.
What? That's crazy talk. The one on the right to you. I'm looking on the camera. It's the one on the right side to you.
Him?
Huh?
The one.
What? Hello?
Hello. The one that's by the case?
Yeah, that's the one. Can you walk over there real quick and just clap in his face? Just clap your hands. Clap your hands in his face. Wake
him
up.
He's not asleep.
No, he looks like he's awake. He's sleepwalking. That's how they do. That's how they get you.
Are you sure?
Yeah, positive.
Are you awake?
No, me? Are you talking about me? I'm awake.
No, I'm talking to the man.
No, just...
You're awake, right?
Well, no, he's going to say he's awake because he's sleepwalking, clapping his face. That's the only way to get him to wake up.
There's only two people in this store, so are you sure you got the right store?
Yeah, definitely. I see you talking to him right now, that one. That guy right there. Well, clap your hand really loud in his face.
He's woke.
What?
He's woke.
I know. He says he's woke, but he's not awake. He's asleep. Clapping his face.
This man is trying to tell me he's sleepwalking. You're not awake. No, this man is talking about he's looking at us from the camera on the office or something.
I'm from the corporate office, ma'am.
He's from corporate.
Yep.
He's saying that this man is not awake.
Look,
saying that he's asleep.
He'll have a whole conversation with you, but he's still asleep. It's the sleepwalking tricking you.
Right. I don't know. I think it's just somebody playing on the phone.
Just clap in his face. Just clap, clap. Go. Do that. Clap in his face.
No, I'm scared. I don't want to.
No, don't be scared. Just clap in his face.
No, thank you. I don't want to.
No, I order you to. I'm from the corporate office.
No.
I sign your paychecks, ma'am. I'm the paycheck signer. That's what they call me here. Paycheck signer.
Okay. In this man's face, and I don't know him like that.
Okay, you know? Fine. Just kick him in the shins.
No, thank you, sir.
Who's that in the background talking real loud?
No, this is somebody that he must know or somebody.
No, I'm from the corporate office, ma'am. I wouldn't lie. I'm a Christian. Ma'am, I can tell that you're really high right now. How much have you had to smoke? Because you're not really
high and have a nice day.
You're really not supposed to be smoking on company time. Okay. This isn't working out too well tonight. Joseph D says she needs an air horn to wake him up. That's a good idea. All right, I'm not going to quit until I get someone to wake up. That's my goal tonight, is to wake somebody up. It's not going to end until I wake somebody up. So here we go. Here's the next one on the list. The next one that's not in Maryland. Because it's illegal to prank call people in Maryland. Can't be doing that. I'm not going to prank call people in Maryland. That's crazy. Even though I have a gigantic list of numbers here in Maryland. Thanks, Nunu. Hey, could somebody clap in Nunu's face? I'm pretty sure he's asleep. Hello? Ma'am? Oh, she hung up. I think she heard the music. Let's try her back with no music. What's busy now? Come on. What the fuck? It's busy. All right, I'm just gonna keep hitting the thing. Just gonna do it all night. Busy. Come on. All right. I guess this one's over. Fuck. Oh, there we go. Here we go. It's worth the wait, I guess. Hey, Probix. Whoa, what was that? I just got transferred. They're sending me to the NSA, I think. They're back tracing me. I don't know what that was about, but yeah, that didn't sound good. Hey there, it's Steve Day from the corporate office with Royal Farms.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
How you doing? I'm pretty good. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for asking. This is Steve Day.
Hold on, give me one second. Hold on.
What are you doing?
Hello?
Hello. It's Steve Dave. Sir. Hello, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Royal Farms.
Yes, sir.
Do you see that guy that's in there right now?
Yes, sir.
He's actually asleep right now. We're hoping you could wake him up. I'm watching him on the security cameras, and he's definitely asleep right now. He's sleepwalking.
Asleep.
What?
You said somebody asleep?
Yeah, that guy over there. You just see him?
He's outside?
No, he's in the store. Do you see him?
No, I don't see anybody in my store right now.
Oh, no, he's outside. He just walked out. I'm sorry. It's a little bit delayed from over here. I'm watching on the security cameras.
He's outside?
Yeah. Are you on a cordless phone?
Yes, sir.
Can you run out there real quick and just clap in his face? Just clap your hands 2 times. Just clap in his face. We need to make sure he's woke up before he gets in that car.
Are you talking about the guy that's getting his black car?
Yeah, that's the one. You better hurry.
He's right here. He's fine.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a little bit delayed here on the security cameras. It's delayed.
He's fine. I'm looking at him right now.
Yeah, no, he looks like he's awake, but he's asleep. Can you clap in his face?
Are you asleep?
What? Well, no, he's going to say he's awake.
I'm talking to him right now. I understand that you're telling me that your cameras are delayed, but...
No, he's going to act like he's awake, but you need to clap. Can you clap in his face 2 times? That'll wake him up. That's a surefire way to wake people up. Clap in his face.
What's wrong? What's he saying? What did I do?
Did she just hang up? I better call back. Ma'am?
Hello?
Oh, I thought you hung up.
No, I did. You're perfectly fine.
Oh.
All right. Thank you, sir. He's not driving. He's well awake.
I am well awake. I ordered some food, came outside,
he's
and
fine. He's
and
not driving.
No, he says he's awake.
I ordered food and bought a cigarette and waited for my wife to come outside.
No.
That's crazy.
He says he's awake.
You need to rewind the cameras, yo, because I am. That's crazy.
No, you just need to clap in his face. Just.
Yeah.
Just clap in his face 2 times.
I ain't got to deal with the police, no bullshit,
no, sir.
Can you put him on the phone, please?
You can ask anybody in the store.
Yeah.
Hello?
Sir, this is Steve Day from the corporate office with Royal.
Yes.
Hey, we know you're asleep right now. We can tell.
I'm asleep right now. I'm woke, sir.
No, we can tell on the cameras.
Yeah,
it checks.
Sir, listen to me. Your camera is off because, listen to me, I swear on my dead mama, on all 7 of my kids, I came in the store. Hold on. I came in the store. We just pulled up. I ordered a chicken slider and some taters. I walked straight in the store, went straight to the deli section. I'm on my feet. That's why I said your camera's in. Got to be off. I stood beside my girl while she punched in on the screen what we got to order. And after she done that, I took my ticket and walked to the cash register. And your worker rung me up. And after your worker rung me up, I can't. I handed my girl the empty bag so she could put the food in after the food got done. And I came outside and sparked a cigarette and stood beside the car.
Sir.
So I don't know what you are talking about.
Sir, you said you swear on your kids?
I swear on my grandmama's dead body. I mean,
okay,
she
listen.
Grave, dog.
Listen. Are your kids...
He's talking to me, though. Hold on.
Are your kids vaccinated? Are they vaccinated?
As long as you're not driving, it's fine. Thank you. Hello.
You're looking at me right now.
Yes, sir. Hello.
I'm watching him on the cameras, ma'am. And
sir,
I'm pretty.
Well, what do you see that he's asleep?
We've got detectors. We've got computers, artificial intelligence that prove that he's asleep. And you need to just put him back. Look, can you just clap in his face? Just clap two times. Weird. She hung up. I don't know why. Did she hang up? I'm pretty sure she hung up. But I thought she hung up earlier and she didn't hang up. So that was me. That was me. That was me just accidentally hitting numbers. Okay, let's go to the next one, I guess. He just swore on his kids' graves. Nothing weird about that. Let me call her back, actually.
Royal Farms, real fast, real fresh, how can I help you?
Hello, this is Gary from the corporate office with Royal Farms.
How are you?
Pretty good, how you doing?
Tired, but I'm all right.
Oh, that's good to hear. Hey, I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with and do a quick survey with them?
Not really.
Really? Nobody's in there right now?
I have one person, but she probably is not going to be the nicest person you want to talk to.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. I know how to soften them up.
Are you sure you want to talk to her?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yep, she sounds like the perfect person to talk to. Quick chat room questions. I need questions. Hurry up. Oh, she's saying not really. Darn it.
Sir, she doesn't want to talk to nobody right now.
All right. Listen, can you tell her that if she doesn't want to talk to anyone, she's out of there. She's, like, kicked out of the store permanently. She cannot come back in.
Who is this pranking like this?
No, I'm not pranking.
I can't tell her that.
No, I'm from the corporate office. This is Steve Dave. This is Ralph, I mean... Did I see Ralph earlier from the corporate office?
Give me one second. I'm going to let you talk to my manager on duty. How about that?
Oh, really? There's one this late at night? That's crazy talk.
Yes, sir. Give me a second.
All right.
Thank you for calling Roy Farms. Your fresh real fast. It's Prince. They got my help.
Oh, you don't have to do all that. You're the, you know, she just handed you the phone. It's not like it just rang. But, no, what? I'm calling from the corporate office. This is Ralph from the corporate office with Royal Farms.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. I need to talk to that lady that's in the store right now. I can see her on the security camera. I'm watching through the security camera right now. Just put her on real quick. Just do a quick survey with her. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello. Is this a customer or is this an employee?
Who is this?
Oh, who? This is Steve Day from.
It's the middle of the night, like.
No, it's the beginning of the night. It's not even. It's like 12.
Not for me. I gotta get up and go to work in the morning. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you a customer? Listen, ma'am. Are you a customer or an employee? Oh no! Was that the customer? She must have been the customer if she said that was the beginning of the night.
Hello.
Hello, was that the customer on the phone?
Yes, that was the customer on the phone.
Oh, can you put her back on the phone? I need to talk to her real quick. She didn't really give me a chance. Ma'am? Ma'am?
Bro, hello?
Hello, this is Ralph from the corporate office.
So nobody wants to answer the survey. I mean, she's declining, and I'm not going to bug my customer.
I know, but she doesn't have a choice. I'm with the corporate office, and I need to do a survey. Just put her on the phone.
Sir?
Jeez. Yeah?
You don't have a choice.
Hello, sir?
Yes.
You were trying to get us cursed out right now. She don't want to talk to you.
Cursed out?
She really don't want to talk to you.
Cursed out?
I see the look on her face right now. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be rude. She just don't. Look on her face right now.
What?
I'm going to fall back to her.
What is she saying? That's like, what do you mean, the look on her face? That's kind of rude.
One of our customers is regular, but she's got off work. I know she doesn't want to talk to you right now.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You're fading out there a little bit. What's going on?
She's one of my customers. She just got off work.
Talking to the right side of the phone. Like it's
hard. I said she's a regular customer. She comes in every night after she gets off work. I know she's too tired to talk to y'all right now.
I know, but you don't have a choice. Like, we really need to talk to her. It's a survey, and it's just very important.
She's walking out the door right now. She doesn't want to talk.
Chase her out the door. Just chase her.
She's walking out the door right now. She doesn't want to talk to you.
Okay, who else is in there?
Ma'am, would you like to do a random survey from our corporate office? Would you like to do a random survey over the phone with our corporate office? How long is the survey going to take, sir?
Just 1 minute.
1 minute.
You don't have to. Do you want to?
She don't want to.
Ah, fuck. Fuck.
You ain't calling for no damn call. You just said fuck in my ear. Who are you?
No, I'm able to say the fuck word because I'm in the corporate office. I don't have to adhere to the rules.
Who is this? No, you ain't able to say the fuck word to me. You don't know me. Talking about the corporate office. Who is this?
I don't have to know you. I'm a corporate person, and you're just a lowly employee. I can say whatever.
Oh, I know damn well you ain't a professional. Have a nice day.
All right. I just got told. I guess. I'll be right back, you guys. I'll just be right back. I'll be right back in a minute. Okay. All right. I'm back. I was back a song ago. I don't know what happened. All right, I've got a list here of Royal Farm numbers from Tanner Pizza. Thanks, Tanner Pizza, for sending these in. I'm going to call the next one on the list. It's not in Maryland because prank calls are totally illegal in Maryland. I wouldn't call Maryland. I don't want any trouble. Here we go. Call the next one on the list. I don't think I'm going to get anyone to clap in anyone's face. I'm starting to think that that's impossible, even though I've done it before in other shows. So maybe it'll be possible. I don't know. What are you talking about, Matt?
Ever speaking.
Hey, this is Ralph from the corporate... Whoa!
Hello?
Holy shit! It's a fax! Huh. It's like we're living in the year 2015. I'm from the corporate office. This is Ralph.
Yes. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. Can you turn off the fax machine?
Say it again.
Turn off the fax machine. Turn it off.
Okay.
Just shut it off. Hit the stop button.
Okay.
Okay, great. Yeah, it's off now. Hey, I'm calling from the corporate office with Royal Farms.
Say it again.
I'm calling from the corporate office with Royal Farms.
Okay.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, you see that customer that's in there right now?
We got a little bit, going in and out.
The one on the right.
Who?
The one on the right. The one, like, over there by the deli.
Yes.
Okay, so...
ain't nobody over there at the moment.
I'm just saying in that direction, over there. Like, you know...
Right.
So he's asleep right now. He's a sleepwalker. We've had troubles with him before.
Oh, no. He's gone.
No. The one that's still in there. I'm watching on the security cameras.
No, he's gone because the cop already came and he's not here no more.
The cop? The cop came?
Yeah, because they came in earlier.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the one that's in there right now.
Okay. Do you see the one that's sitting down?
Yeah, you see him? He's over there sitting?
Yeah, he's on his phone. Yeah, his family eating.
Yeah, well, no, not the one with the family, the other one.
I don't know who you're talking about because everybody's family here.
Yeah, no, the one with the family. Do you see the one with the family?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so he's actually asleep right now. He's sleepwalking. Do you see the one I'm talking about?
No, because he's on his phone.
Yeah, no, I know. He's sleep phoning. He looks like he's awake, but he's actually he's sleepwalking. His family is completely fooled by him. But we have artificial intelligence in our cameras, and it detects people that are sleepwalking. So we need to wake him up real quick. Do you think you can go over there? Do you have a cordless phone?
Well, he's already woke because he's on his phone.
I know. He looks like he's woke, but he's
I mean, he's scratching his head. He's on his phone.
I know. Sleepwalkers look like they're anybody else. They look like they're completely woke up, but he needs to be actually woke up so he doesn't get in his car and hurt anyone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but his whole family with him. I'm going over here in the lobby.
Yeah.
He's woke because he's on his phone. He's looking at his phone.
Can you just clap two times on his face? Just clap, clap.
Hold on.
We got to make sure he's awake. Just clap in his face two times.
Okay. There you go. He's awake.
Try,
you see him?
Try one
you
more
time.
Yeah, well, it's a little bit delayed. Try one more time.
Okay. Okay.
Did you do it right in front of his face?
Yeah, I'm standing right here.
What's his reaction?
He looking dead in my eye.
I'm sorry, what?
He looking me in my eye because he's on his phone.
Oh, like, just tell him we're trying to wake him up. Try it one more time.
No, he is woke. He's looking dead in my eye right now.
I know, but he's asleep. Like, people that are sleepwalking, they can do that. Clap, clap.
You see him now?
I see him, but I see you clapping in his face.
Right, but he's looking dead at me in my eye. I'm trying to tell you. He's looking me in my eye right now. He's on his phone.
It seems like he'd be talking.
He's not asleep.
If he was awake, he'd be talking to you.
Did you want to talk to him? He's right here.
Yeah. I'll
talk. Hold
on.
I don't know. It's the man from the corporate office. Just say something. Say something. Hi. Yeah. He's right here, but he won't say nothing. He's laughing about it.
Oh, tell him he doesn't have a choice. I need to talk to him on the phone. Put him on the phone.
Okay, I'll come. Can you just say something?
I'm the boss.
Hello.
Hello, this is Steve Day from the corporate office with Royal Farms.
Okay.
We just need to make sure you're awake because our cameras are telling us that you're asleep. You're sleepwalking.
No, I'm just we're just eating something.
I don't know. It seems like you're still asleep. Like, what was your first thought when he started clapping in your face? Sir? Aw, come on. He turned off the phone. He figured it out. He looked at the phone. He hit the off button, the hang up button. Mr. Biggs wants me to ask what he was dreaming about. God damn it! Shit! Fuck! I can't even find my list. Just give me a second. I'm looking for my. Oh, there it is. All right, here we go. The Royal Farms list. Not the Maryland numbers. The Maryland numbers. That's illegal. I can't call Maryland. Maryland has a law now. I don't know if they can prosecute me over state lines, but I don't want to take any chances. I don't want any trouble. Okay, all right. We have breaking news here. Breaking news, everybody. Breaking news, everybody. Everybody, listen to this. This is breaking news. Jones needs some surgery. I tried to mention this earlier. And my microphone was messed up. I don't know why. But Nick Caesar, he's got a dog. It's a rescue dog. And today has turned into Run Lola Run, trying to beg and borrow up to $12,000 for Jones' surgery. Our bank doesn't have personal loans, and check cashing is only go to $1,500. Jones has a genetically distorted dick. He has a genetically distorted dick. Due to his long body and his requires surgery in 1 to 3 parts, Jones pulled us out of a huge depression after our loss of Boo. You guys remember Nick Caesar's dog Boo? I do. We rescued him from a shelter. He's a rescue dog, everyone. So you should definitely be donating a little bit here and there to this dog, to Jones. The ER is requiring payment today, and we're in a panic. Please help. So everyone, please help. This is a GoFundMe account. I think I have a GoFundMe account. I'm gonna right now, while we're on the air, I'm going to donate $20. No, I'm going to donate $25 because I see that Mr. Biggs has donated $50, and I want to outdo... Well, no, I can't outdo him. I'm not that rich. I'm not made of money like Mr. Biggs. I can include a tip of 15%, of 10%, of 20%. I'll do 25%. This doesn't make any sense. What the fuck, a tip? All right, GoFundMe. Oh, man, come on. Like, where's my account? I've done this before. It should have my info. Oh, there we go. There we go. Okay, everything's fine. If I remember my security code, I'm going to just write, I love you, Nick. Nick. And Jones is okay, too, I guess. All right, let's see if I got the three-digit code on the back of the card correct. Oh, I'm going to share it on Facebook. I'm going to post it to Facebook. All right, it seems to have worked. There you go. Let me click on the skip. Back to campaign. I don't see mine in there, but hopefully it went through. If it didn't, I promise I will do that tomorrow, Nicholas Caesar. Nicholas Caesar is the guy that does a lot of our art for the Snowplow Show and for the Hobo Sodes and everything. So we totally owe his dog a dollar or two. Even if it's just $5, that'd be cool. Go to GoFundMe.com/Jones. Well, that's a really long URL. Like surgery is not even spelled right. What the fuck is that? So if anyone in the chat room over at Mixler.com, if you can post the URL for me. Oh, no, that's not the URL. That'd be nice. Because I want Nick Caesar's dog to survive. That'd be cool if he could survive. That'd be nice. Oh, Snappy Bakes. Thank you, Snappy Bakes. I posted one, too. Nick Caesar, he's always posting updates about what Jones is up to. I'd feel sad if Jones died. So everyone, donate to his surgery. He's raised $3,300 so far of the $12,000 goal. Holy shit. That's some expensive surgery. Probux says dogs are better than people. Yeah, I agree. Fuck people. Dogs don't tell you to go smoke another funny cigarette and shove it up your ass. That's just people. Fuck people. All right, so next on the list. Future Brad. You need to, include a link in the show notes to this... I mean, it's on my Facebook. Just look on your Facebook, Future Brad. It'll be on there. You'll see it. All right. Hopefully, I didn't... I might be calling the same store again. I hope not. Thanks, everybody that's posting the link. Thanks, Matt, the manager.
Thank you for calling Royal Farm. This is Lillian speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Lillian. This is Ralph from the corporate office with Royal Farms.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a customer in there? I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
No. There's no customer.
All right. Are you familiar with Nick Caesar? He's the artist for the corporate office. He does a lot of the show art for each one of our shows.
Oh, for real? Oh, no, I ain't know that.
Yeah, his dog needs some help. His dog, like, he set up a fundraiser on the GoFundMe.com.
Mm-hmm.
His dog's name is Jones. Isn't that cute?
Yeah, Nick Jones.
Yeah, well, no, Nick Caesar, but I guess it would be Jones Caesar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is there anybody out there getting gas that's getting ready to come in? I just need to do a customer survey. That's all.
Oh, no. No one's getting gas. No one's here.
Ah, shit. Do you think you could donate just $20? Or just $10? Just $10. That's all we need.
No, I don't think I can do that.
No. It's not an option. If you don't donate just like at least $5, you're fired.
Oh, well, I guess I'm getting fired.
Well, I'm going to have to fire you over the phone, and that's going to be really just you know, it's going to be awkward. I don't want to have to fire anyone tonight. Come on.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. What's your name again?
This is Ralph from the corporate office, from the HR department.
Okay.
You're not going to donate to Jones the dog?
No, I don't have money.
Yeah, I know.
I need people to donate. I need people to donate to me.
No. Like, look, when you get your paycheck, we'll just take $20 out. And
oh, no.
We'll send that to Jones the dog. Come on, it's a dog.
I'm sorry. No.
Are you a cat person?
No.
You don't like cats either? Oh, my gosh.
Oh no, I definitely don't like cats. I'm sorry.
What's wrong with cats?
I just don't like them.
What's wrong with them? Like, do you like dogs better? Like, do you like dogs at all?
I don't know what's wrong with them. I just don't like them.
Name one thing that you don't like about cats.
I just don't like them.
Okay, look,
I'm not a cat person.
Look, I'm the guy that actually signed your paychecks.
Hey, would you like to? Okay, cool. Would you like to speak to my manager?
No, I would not.
Why
but
not?
I'm just saying that on your next paycheck, there's going to be a $20 deduction to Jones the dog, Nick Caesar's dog, because he does a lot of show art for the show.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not donating no $20.
No, you don't have to donate because I've done it for you. I'm deducting it from your paycheck, and you're
okay.
Just,
well, I don't mean to sound rude or anything, and like you said, you know, you're gonna fire me over the phone.
No, I'm not gonna fire you. I've just changed my mind about that.
No, you're gonna fire me over the phone.
No, I've changed my mind.
But I tell you what, you can call back here tomorrow morning.
No, ma'am,
talk to one of the managers.
Listen,
okay?
I've changed my mind.
I don't mean to be rude or anything, but right now I'm really, really busy.
Okay, listen. Okay,
are you done?
No, listen, I have a gun to this dog's head, and if you don't donate $20 right now, I'm going to shoot the dog in the head. I'm sorry, Nick. It didn't work. I tried my best. She just hung right up. Holy shit. Okay, all right, let's move on. Next call of the night. I think there's somebody asleep in the store. We've got to take care of that. Was that against the rules, Nunu? I don't think that was against the rules. Thanks, everyone, for posting the URL to the dog thing. Oh, there we go. I see my thing in there now. I donated $20 plus a $5 tip. Like, that makes any sense. Like, if I wanted to... I mean, I guess it worked. You know, I donated an extra $5. It doesn't make sense, though. So please donate to Nick Caesar's dog. It's very important. Nick Caesar does a lot of art for all the shows that we do, that I do. We need to help his dog. We need to save his dog. Wait, what's wrong with his dog? Let me read this again. Spine issues. So spine issues, that's what it is. It's spine issues. Thanks, Mr. Clay. He has a long body and a genetically distorted disc. Thanks, Mr. Biggs, for that information. Okay, next one on the list. Have I been on the air for an hour yet? It seems like I should probably be quitting soon. Where are we at? We're at an hour and 6 minutes. Okay, so yeah, I'm going to have to quit soon. I'm on the last page of Royal Farms. So yeah, last page of Royal Farms. Here we go. Next one. So hopefully you guys caught the Dwight show. He did a special Valentine's show tonight. And before the Dwight show, we had a special... Oh, shit. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm calling from the corporate office with Royal Farms.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Yes, this is Royal Farms in the New Church.
Yeah, Wasted Memory. Wasted Memory did a show before Dwight, and Dwight did a show before me. I'm calling from the corporate office. Do you have a customer that's in there right now? I see a customer on the security cameras.
Yes.
Okay, so that customer over there by the thing, he's actually asleep right now. He's sleepwalking.
And we the need, customer by the what?
Over there. Like, do you see him over there?
Over where?
Over, like, to the right?
No.
Do you have... You have customers in there, right?
Yes, but nobody's over... Everybody's in line.
Yeah, that's what I mean, in line. Over there, in line.
What does he look like?
It's hard to tell because it's a black and white camera. I'm watching on the security cameras from the corporate office.
It's a couple of customers in line. That's what I don't know. Hold
yeah. On. What's that beat? What's that tone? It's right at about 2300 hertz. Oh, it stopped.
The tone?
No, it stopped. Never mind. It's okay.
The tone was there was an order in the back.
Okay, do you see the guy that's right in front of you at the counter right now?
I see one guy.
Can you put him on
the
phone?
He's behind a lady.
Well, yeah, no, like, can you clap in his face? Because I'm pretty sure he's asleep right now. We're watching on the security camera. And we can
Are you sure you're calling the right...
Oh, yeah, definitely on
the right
highway, right?
Yeah.
Yep, that's the one. If you could just clap in his face, we got to make sure he's awake because he's the one driving tonight. And we can tell that he's asleep.
He's asleep, but he's paying for his food.
I know. He's sleepwalking. Sleepwalkers, they can do things just like you and me. They look like they're completely awake.
Hold on.
All right.
Hello?
Hello, is this the customer?
No, this is the person running the cashier.
Oh, okay, great. So you see that male that's behind the female that's there in line right now?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm calling from the corporate office with Royal Farms. He's actually asleep right now. We need to wake him up. Can you clap in his face a couple times real quick?
Can I what?
Clap in his face. Just, to, you know, clap, clap. We got to make sure he's awake because he's sleepwalking right now. We can tell. Like, we have sensors on the security cameras.
I'm not sure exactly what you're trying to ask.
Okay, so the customer...
He's asleep right now?
Yeah, he's actually asleep. I know it looks like he's awake, but we just need to wake him up. He's actually not awake. Can you wake him up? Just clap in his face two times, real quick.
Okay.
All right. What was his reaction?
He looked and he did nothing.
All right. I think he's not awake yet. Can you try one more time?
Okay.
What's he asking for? What's he asking for?
Honey Watto.
Oh, crap. That's the classic sleepwalker's request. You really got to get up in his face. Clap in his face two times. Maybe three. Maybe three claps will do it. Sir? Sir? Crap. Mr. Big says I should twiddle his nipples. That'll wake him up. Slap his sack. Oh, there he goes. Alright. I think it's about time to go, you guys. Well, no. I don't know. I've got, like, maybe 7 more stores here. Maybe... Okay, look, I'm going to try and stop waking people up. I'm going to do some customer surveys. That's what we're going to do. For the rest of the show, instead of waking people up, I'm going to do some customer surveys. That's what we're going to do.
Royal Farms.
Hey, this is Steve Day from the corporate office with Royal Farms.
Okay, hi, Dave.
Hey, this is, it's Steve Day. I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with real quick? I just want to do a quick customer survey. The weekly
customer. There's no one in the store right now.
Oh, man. Is there anyone outside?
No, there's no one outside.
Oh, shoot. Shoot. Is there anyone getting ready to come in? Whoa. I guess my language was too strong for her. Okay. Let's try the next one. Hey, Dwight, I really enjoyed your show. Oh, yeah, I was mentioning earlier, Wasted Memory did a show. Mixlr.com/Wasted Memory. Then we had Dwight. Mixlr.com/Prank Call Nation. It was great. I enjoyed it. I listened to it while I was playing GTA. It was fun. Synthhead says that tell them that it's Valentine's Day and if they get a free day off if they ask a customer out on a date. What a great idea. But I only have 4 numbers left. ProBooks wants me to do a show all night. Okay. I don't see that happening.
Thanks for calling Wolf Farms for me and speaking. How may I help you?
Hey there, it's Ralph from the corporate office with Royal Farms.
Uh-huh.
I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with and do a quick survey?
No, I don't have the customer right now.
Oh, crud. Is there anybody out in the parking lot getting ready to come in?
No.
Oh, man.
No, we're pretty dead up here.
Ah, shit. Fuck. Man, I thought there would be like I don't know. It's just like, what is it, Thursday night? Seems like
yeah.
It seems like there'd be someone there.
Actually, it was like maybe 2 or 3 people that just left.
Ah, like can you chase them? Are they out in the parking lot still?
No, they left about maybe 5 minutes ago.
Ah, shit, fuck, shit, fuck.
No,
nobody's coming in. Like, nobody's pulling into the parking lot right now, I guess.
Nope.
Ah, okay, we'll just wait here for a little bit. So how are you doing tonight? How's your Valentine's Day?
It's going good.
That's
I'm
good.
Tired.
You're tired?
Yeah, I'm tired.
You know what I'd do if I was you? I would go in the back room, and I would just take a nap on the soda boxes.
Uh-huh.
You know the soda boxes?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, just climb up there and sleep.
Cause I can't do that.
No, it's cool. It's like, I give you permission. Like, they have an alarm back there, right? Like, they have a door chime.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it'll wake you up. Just go to sleep. Just climb up on top of the soda boxes and go to sleep.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, do it. Do it. I'm from the corporate office. What are they going to do? Fire you? Because I'm Ralph. Hey, so, like, I'm going to be in town in a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm from the corporate office and everything. Like, I'm just going to, like, for a couple hours, I'm going to need you to watch my son.
I'm at work.
I know. I'm going to leave him there at your work. And, you know, he'll stay in the store. He knows better. He'll stay in the store, but I just need you to kind of keep an eye on him. And, then, you know, if he wants candy, just write down whatever candy he takes. It's cool. It's cool. Sound good?
I can't do that.
No, it's okay. I'm from the corporate office. I give you permission. I am the guy that signs your paychecks.
Really?
What? Ma'am? Oh, no. Was that a zero? What number was that? It was a zero. Hey, look, I have my thing on. All right, she hung up. I guess. I've got one number left here. I mean, I guess I could call, like, you know, numbers that I've already crossed out that are not in Maryland. I suppose, but... It's been a night of failure.
Farms, Real Fast, Kathy speaking.
Hey, Kathy, it's Ralph from the corporate office with Royal Farms.
Huh?
And I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with and do a quick survey with?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on, let me see if she will do it.
Okay, quick.
This is our
chat room.
Office. They call every now and then
questions.
To ask the customer to do a survey. Do you want to do a survey?
Me, sure.
Hold on 1 second.
Quick chat room.
And hurry. Do I take a receipt to you, or do you wait until I... Right, and I take that back to her? Okay, hello.
Hello, ma'am.
Thank you, I'm sorry about that. Like I said, I've moved a little bit.
Ma'am, can you be quiet? Because I'm trying to do the survey with you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is Ralph from the Royal Farms corporate office.
Okay.
And I've been looking at you on the security cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't appreciate how you're walking in there.
Okay.
Because you're walking kind of sluttily.
Yeah, I have a chipped ankle.
No.
I'm sorry, what?
It's more than just a chipped ankle.
Oh, no, it's not. I can... I mean...
You're just walking kind of sluttily.
Okay.
You're like, I don't know what you're up to there tonight, but we can't have people in there walking around sluttily.
What do you mean? I went and got the few things I got, went to the restroom. Did you see me do that?
Yeah, I watched that. I watched you on the camera. Like the minute you came in the store, I was watching you on the camera. And you went into the restroom, and you're being
all...
Do
you see that I'm still in my work clothes? I just got off work.
I know, but, you know, you look pretty good in those work clothes, and you're being all sexy, and you're just kind of being...
I'm sorry. I'm in sweatpants and a sweatshirt.
I know, but you look pretty good in them. I think you're fishing for compliments right now, to be honest.
No, not at all. I'm like, I just got off work after working construction all day.
Really? What kind of construction do you do?
Rehabbing a house?
Yeah. Do you work for the Habitat for Humanity?
On the camera.
Excuse me, who's this?
Hello, is this the employee again?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Ralph from the corporate office. I'm watching.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking on the security cameras. I can see her right now. I need to talk to her real quick, if you don't mind.
Well, she doesn't feel comfortable right now, and so I'm going to hang up.
But, ma'am, like, you realize... Ma'am. Fuck! That was going well until she transferred me over to the employee. And God damn it, shit. All right. Next, I'm going to call a store that is totally not in Maryland. Because it's illegal to call things in Maryland. Because Maryland has strict, anti-prank calling laws. I don't want to call Maryland. So I'm not calling Maryland right now. This isn't a Maryland store. It's totally not a Maryland store. That's not what I'm doing. Nope. This is just, Pennsylvania or Virginia or whatever. I don't know. It's not Maryland, though. Believe me, okay? I think this show's about over, though, because my list is pretty much over. And this guy is not answering. This non-Maryland store. All right, they're not picking up. So let's see how Nick Caesar's fundraiser is going. It looks like the last donation was by a person named Brad Carter. He donated $25. Before that was... Clay, he donated $50. He's trying to show up Brad Carter, obviously. Before that was Rudum Splatterbeast. He donated $25. Before that was Brad again. Brad, whose last name will go on. Yeah. Brad donated $10. And before that, we had Sean. Sean donated $50. We had $15 from Catherine. We had $50 from Mike. After that, who cares, you know? All right, so let's go back. I'm getting ready to quit the show. Let's call another one that's not in Maryland. If you have a healthy dog, you should feel bad. You know, Jones isn't healthy. Don't be an asshole. Donate to the Jones fundraiser.
real fast. It's Sophia speaking. How may I help you, sir, ma'am?
Hey, Sophia, this is Ralph from the corporate office with Royal Farms.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
Negative.
Fuck! Yeah, are there any out in the parking lot, maybe?
Negative.
Shit, fuck! Are there any, like, I mean, like there's none? Like, I could just wait, I guess.
If you call around 3, I should have some.
3? Why 3?
Because that's when the morning coffee rush starts.
Is that when the bars, like, close over there?
No, that's when everyone's day gets started. It is currently 1:33 a.m., right?
Well,
at 3 a.m., we have people rolling in, getting their coffee, getting their, you know, their donuts, breakfast stuff, breakfast sandwiches, all that good stuff.
Do you make sure you have coffee going, like, at 3 in the morning?
Oh, I usually make it about a half hour early.
Oh, no. Make it right at 3. You know, you got to be careful. You don't want to have stale coffee for those people at 3 o'clock.
Understood, sir.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Is anybody out in the park? Okay, are there any bums out in the parking lot?
I'm terribly sorry, sir, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to take exception to you calling any of our potential customers bums.
Well, no. I mean, like, homeless people.
No.
Okay, are there any, like, across the street? Like, if you went out into the parking lot right now and you saw some people, like, wandering, like, just, you know, just walking around in the street, bunch of bums.
Sir, it's like 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that's when the bums.
There's no one out here.
That's when the bums come out. They come out and they stab you for nickels. You know how they are, those bums.
Sir?
Yeah?
Having been in such financial hardships myself once upon a time,
I take
extreme offense to that.
No, I've been a bum. I've been an actual bum. I've lived on the streets. So it's cool. I'm allowed to say that. It's like if you're a black person and you're racist. You can't be racist if you're black. That's how I am with bums. I can't be a bumist.
Could I get your name again?
Yeah, Ralph. Sir? Ralph.
Okay. Ralph what?
Ralph. Who? It's a who. I'm a person. Not an object. I'm a person. Ralph, who?
But your name is an object. Your name is a thing. You are a person, but
no,
your name...
No, my name is a noun. Not a thing. All right. What the fuck? What kind
all right.
of...
May I have your last name, then?
Who?
You.
Who? Ralph,
your
who?
Name is Ralph... Oh, God, I'm being punked, aren't I?
What are you talking about?
Your full name is Ralph Who?
Yeah, H-U. It's H-U. It's Asian.
Oh, duh. Okay, that's my bad, sir. That's my bad.
Thanks, Carlton.
Excuse me?
Nothing.
Well, no, sir. We don't have any
bums.
Homeless or indigent people out there. And even if we did, I'm one of two people in the store, so I wouldn't be allowed to leave, seeing as how the other one is our chef.
Can you just go out to the door and just yell? Just yell, hey, any homeless people out here? Because, you know, they hide. They'll come out of the woodwork if you yell their names. Like, hey, calling all homeless people.
No, sir, and I'm fairly certain that if I did that, any customers we might have had before would abruptly leave.
Well, no, you said there's no customers, so it's no big deal.
Yeah,
it's cool, it's fine.
I'm just saying that's probably not a very smart idea for me to do anything even remotely like that.
Oh, you're just overthinking it.
Sir, I would rather not have someone call corporate later complaining about how they're...
Look, I'm not trying to say anything, like, I don't have any opinions one way or the other about transgenders, but do you have a penis
Excuse
or a vagina?
Me, sir?
Do you have a penis?
Goodbye.
Look what you did, Mr. Biggs. You fucked it up, Mr. Biggs. You completely fucked it all up. God damn it, Mr. Biggs. Mr. Biggs always fucks everything up. God damn it. Oh, shit. Royal Farms is calling me. But it doesn't come up on this computer. Like, I can't pick it up. Or, I mean, I guess I could. Here, let's try. Hold on. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Royal Farms. Corporate office, you've reached. Hello? Hello?
Hello, sir.
Hello, I'm calling from the corporate office. I mean, I'm receiving this call. From the corporate office, can I help you?
You said you're receiving a call from the corporate office?
No, I'm answering the call from the corporate office.
I see.
Who's this?
This would be the person that you just contacted, sir. The one whose genitals you asked about.
No, I was just asking penis or vagina. That's all I asked.
That is asking about someone's genitals, sir. I will be reporting you to my manager. Since I have your full name, I will most certainly reporting you to my manager, who will most certainly follow up on it.
I just gave you the name Ralph. That's all I said is Ralph.
Ralph who, correct?
Yeah, H-U. I'm Asian. So you're being a racist if you're, like, saying anything about my last name.
I am not. I'm saying that I have your first and your last name, so now my manager can find out where exactly in corporate you work. And this will be dealt with because you just asked about my genitals on a public phone while I have customers.
Oh, you said you didn't have customers. Because I was trying to get a customer survey.
One walked in, and I'm sorry, sir, but after having this happen, I'm not going to give you to him.
I demand you give me to that customer.
Negative, sir.
Ma'am, it's Thursday night. You know, I've been drinking a little bit, and you can understand that. Just put the customer on the phone.
So you have been drinking, and yet you're continuing to do work for corporate? Presenting this professional image?
Correct, yeah. You know, the corporate...
Sir, and you're trying to interact with customers while, you know, presenting the image as someone who works for Royal Farms?
You just don't understand how the corporate office works, lady or man. I don't even know because you won't tell me about your genitals.
Excuse me?
You heard me.
No, please say that again.
You're like, I'm just trying to say, like, you don't understand how corporate culture works. I don't have to tell you shit, motherfucker.
So you're also cussing at me multiple times on a public line after asking about my genitals.
All right. Yeah, what number did you call back? Because I don't feel like I called... Like, how did you call me back? Because I didn't give a number to call me back on.
You didn't, sir. I'm just that good.
Holy fucking shit. How'd you do it?
Magic.
Wow.
I'm just that good, sir.
If you'd like,
you can come down here to our office, and then you can come on down here, and I can get you in touch with my manager, and we can get this entire thing sorted out. And since you'll be here anyway, you can take that customer survey that you wanted.
Look, just answer the question, penis or vagina?
Sir, that's a question I'm not comfortable answering in a public setting when someone might be coming around.
Look.
The point, it's not professional to talk about one's genitals while in a public setting, especially when, you know, you're representing a corporation like Royal Farms.
You are required to answer my question, penis or...
No, not, sir. I'm actually protected by federal law from having to answer questions such as that. It is sexist and it is transphobic.
You don't know what you're talking about. You're a fucking idiot. Just answer the question, penis or vagina.
Sir, I don't have to answer that question.
It's very important. It's like for my report here.
Sir, I'm terribly sorry, but once again, federal law protects me from having to give you that type of information.
You ain't no lawyer.
No, sir. I'm just very fluent in federal law. Considering I'm a veteran and whatnot, it's kind of a thing that you have to know.
Yeah, right. Whatever. Okay, look, I gotta go. I got shit to do.
Oh, lovely.
Yep.
Have a nice day, sir.
Oh, you haven't. No, I won't have a nice day. You don't tell me what to do.
All right, well, you have a nice day, sir. Goodbye.
For the record, I have a penis. Oh, she hung up. So that was coming through. Okay, hold on. Let me put on my headphones. Oh, shit. I had to take my headphones off. I didn't know I had the music running that whole time. But I guess I did. Yeah, I had the music running the whole time. That came through on the phone. But I don't know how she called me back. Like, what the fuck? How'd she call me back? There's no way she called me back. Like, how did she call me back? I have my caller ID set up as as a Maryland number. I'm so confused. How did she call me back? She called me back. It came through on the desk phone. Okay, look. Okay, look, I'm gonna. Okay, I'm posting the number in the chat room. That's the number I called from. If you call that number back, does it get to me? It doesn't come to me, right? No, that'd be impossible, because that's just some random Royal Farm store. I think we need to take a quick break. Actually, it's time to end the show. How did she call back, though? I'm so confused, because it came through on my desk phone. Did one of you give her my number? I don't know how to star six whatever it. I'm so confused. How did she call me? I answered the phone and she was on there. God damn it. My phone's not ringing. Quick, everyone. Go to GoFundMe.com/Jones. Is it that easy? Like, can I just... Jones039-surgery. How did that lady call me back? I know I didn't call her back. She called me back. It's the FBI all over again. You're right, Alex. All right, let's take a quick break. I'm going to take a break. Here's some Ozzy Osbourne. Remember that Randy Rhoads guy that crashed into a mountain in his airplane?
Yesterday has been and gone. Tomorrow will I find the sun.
Goodbye to romance, yeah.
All right, so I'm going to just call a couple more of these, I guess. Thanks, everyone, for posting the link to Nick Caesar's dog GoFundMe. I appreciate it. Let's see if anyone else has donated. Oh, look at that. Buster has donated. Only one person has donated. Buster and Wolfcock. $5 since I last donated. Thanks, Buster and Wolfcock. Come on, everyone. We got to save Jones. Hurry up. Do some donating. All right, I'm just going to call a couple more numbers here. And then this show is over. Because, I mean, come on. We've been going on for, what is it? It's an hour and a half. An hour and 50 minutes now. This has got to end. So, okay. So, let's see. Oh, man. Royal Farms. I still want to know how that lady knew my number. How did she call me back? I swear, she called me back. I'm looking. Redial. How do I look at it? How did she call me back? Because that last call, I picked up my microphone and I was holding it up to the speakerphone on my desk phone. Like, she called me back. I didn't call her. There's no way I called her. So how did that happen? I'm very confused. I feel like I'm going to get sued for, I don't know, transgender is something. I'm in trouble. I'm pretty sure. I'm going to, for hating on transgenders, I don't want that. Yeah, Total Second says she's FBI. I think that's possible. How did she know? So confused. But yeah, I'm just going to call one or two more and just see what happens real quick. How would she do that? Maybe I'm confused. I don't know. Like, let's... It doesn't make any sense. All right, I'm going... Fuck calling people. I'm going to callcentric.com. I'm going to my account. I'm signing in. This doesn't make sense. Like, how did she call me? Calls received. And there it is. The only one from her area code. All right, let me go to... All right, so my call ID is showing up as a number from one of their stores. But it's not the one that I called. Fuck. How'd she do that? How would she do that? She called me back. There's no way she could call me back. She's probably listening right now. She's probably just a listener of the show. February 14th. Calls received on February 14th. I've gotten a few from California, and I got one from Maryland. Hello, you're on the air. How'd she call
Hello,
me back?
Hello, this is the FBI.
Fuck! I knew it! Hello, FBI.
You're rude. We're coming for you.
No, don't. No, no, come on. Stop it.
Yes. We'll be at your house tomorrow morning.
Oh, what time?
Why?
What time? Okay. Okay, let me refresh. Calls made. Calls received. I'm on callcentric.com. How? Seriously, how'd she call me? How? How'd she call me? She said it was magic. Oh, great. Yeah, Justin, she said it was magic. All right, I think it's time to end the show, everyone. Thanks for listening tonight. I hope you've enjoyed tonight's show, and I hope you've donated to Nicholas Caesar's fundraiser. Because Nicholas Caesar does a lot of really cool show art for the PLA, for the Snowplow Show. You all know his art. If you've enjoyed his art, I sure have. please go donate to the Nicholas Caesar Dog Fund. There will be a link to it in the show notes if you want to go there and donate to it. Hopefully it'll explain a little bit more.
World Farms, over at Fashionable Green. This is Wade speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Wade. This is Ralph from the corporate office with Royal Farms.
Oh, hello.
Hello. How are you doing tonight?
Doing good.
Are you having a good Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving?
Oh, no. Valentine's Day. I'm sorry. I'm a little high right now.
I did, yes.
Okay, that's great. Hey, is there a customer in there right now?
No.
Okay, that's good, because I think the camera, the security camera is a little bit delayed right now.
Right.
Is there anybody out in the parking lot?
No.
Ah, crud. Is there anybody getting ready to come in? Is there anybody pulling in right now?
Not at all.
Ah, shoot.
Would you like to talk to my manager?
Yes, but will it take a little while?
No, she's right here.
Oh, no, it's cool. Just tell her, like, stall her. Like, stretch it out. It's cool. I'll talk to the manager.
Okay, here she is.
Hello.
Hello, this is Ralph from the corporate office with Royal Farms.
Right.
How are you doing tonight?
All right.
Are you having a good good Valentine's Day?
Yep.
All right. We need to update our records. We're just, we're checking through our files here. I've got your file pulled up here out of the file cabinet, and I just need to update your file. I need to, like, we have a new section on here, penis or vagina.
Thank you very much. You have a good night.
Ma'am, no, don't. All right, I'm going to blame that one on Alex. You fucked that up, Alex. Thanks a lot. All right, this is right here is going to be the last call tonight. Here we go. This is a call that's totally not in Maryland, United States. It's been an hour and 59 minutes. Okay, if this one's not answering, then we're going to call the next one. The next one is the last one on the list. Here we go. This is the last one for the night. Shit. All right, one more. Is this the last one? Here we go. This one's the last one.
Thank you for calling Royal Farms. Fuck. Real fresh.
All right. This next one is the last one. I'm not drunk. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a Christian.
Royal Farms or Fresh Real Fast Real Green?
Hold on. Hey, this is Ralph.
Royal Farms, Fresh Real Fast, folks. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, you're on the extension phone. This is Ralph from the corporate office with Royal Farms.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, I'm calling to let you know a little something here.
Something like what?
Do you see the customer that's in there right now?
Yes.
All right, the one there, over there on the right. He's actually asleep right now. He's sleepwalking, and we're watching him on the security cameras, and we're worried that he's going to get in his car and try to drive while he's still sleeping. You know?
Right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, yeah, we need you to go over there and just clap in his face. Just clap.
You gotta wake up, buddy.
What?
How you doing? Are you doing all right?
Me?
You got somewhere to go tonight?
Yeah.
Cause you can't. You sat over here and fell asleep. Yeah, but you can't sleep in here.
You gotta clap in his face. Clap in his face. Clap, clap. Sir. Employee.
Yeah.
Hello, can you clap your hands in his face? Just clap in his face. Wake him up.
I am talking to him.
I know, but you got to clap. Clapping's the only way. Clapping's the only way to wake him up.
He's woke already.
I know. He looks like he's woke, but you got to clap in his face to make sure he's woke.
Nah, he's woke.
No, he looks like he's woke.
Yeah.
That's... I'm serious. I'm calling from the corporate office.
I know you're serious, but he's woke.
I know. He looks like he's woke, but he's not. You got to clap in his face.
Now, that's rude. That's not the way you treat people.
No, I know, but he needs to be clapped in the face. Just clap in his face.
All right, so you getting yourself together, buddy?
What?
All right.
What are you talking about?
What?
What?
Hey, Ralph, what else can I help you with?
I need you to stick your finger in his ear. Like, lick your finger and stick it in his ear. All right. That was Synthhead's fault. I thought we were going to have one last call tonight, but nope. Synthhead had to go and fuck it all up. Thanks a lot, Synthhead. Oh, shit. Turn down your radio, caller.
Jesus Christ.
What do you want?
Oh, shit. What do I want?
I'm trying to do a live show here. What do you want?
I'm not calling you. You called me.
No, that's crazy talk.
You're wasted. What do you want? What do I want?
Well, hold on. Let me mute it. Hold on.
Okay. I'm not calling.
There we go.
Don't try and like make it seem like I didn't call that lady before, because she called me.
No, I just want you to let it go, because if you push the issue, you're going to get yourself in trouble.
What are you talking about? Because she called me. Like, she called my phone.
What phone are you talking about?
I have a phone on my desk, and she called the phone on my desk, and I pulled out the microphone, and I was holding it up to the speaker.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how she figured out my number.
All right, well, listen, clearly there's a glitch in your system, and you're in no position to be figuring it out tonight. You're going to figure it out tomorrow, and it's going to be all obvious, and you're going to say, oh, I know what happened. But if you try to troubleshoot things tonight, you're just going to end up doing more damage. So just let it go. It was a great call. It was fun. It was entertaining. But you need to forget about it tonight, because this was a fine show.
Okay.
The number you have dialed is invalid or not in service.
Excuse me.
Please check the number.
Brad, did you just try to call her?
No, I just tried to call myself. I'm trying to call my cell phone.
Okay. Well, listen, that last call, it was a good one. It was good. You end on a good note. End on a high note. Or, conversely, you keep going all night, because this is a fantastic show.
Okay, so I'm what? Okay,
it's a good show.
Can you hear the phone ringing right now?
Oh, yeah, I can hear it.
All right, it says I'm calling from Texas. I'm not calling from Texas.
I'm sorry, but the person you called.
Oh,
has
I haven't set up my voicemail,
has
my
not
cell
been
phone
set up yet.
Okay, what are you doing? You're prank calling yourself now?
Well, no, I just wanted to see like it says I'm calling from Texas, but I'm not.
Okay, you're not going to accomplish anything tonight by trying to troubleshoot your complicated system that you got there.
How'd she call me back?
I don't know, and you know what? You don't know either. So you've got two options now. You either end the show, which I don't think is a great idea, or you just push forward. Keep going.
No,
keep going.
It's done. I need to finish. It's been over 2 hours. That's
Jones is relying on you.
Dwight, what? Jones? Oh, yeah, Jones. Like, if I don't keep going, Jones is going to die.
Well, he's in pain at very least. Jones is feeling pain, and we've only had, other than you and me, we've had like one other person donate. And that's great, Buster. Great job. But we really need to get a couple others.
Please, everyone, go to the link that's been posted in the in the Mixler. Or, just go to thesnowplowshow.com. It'll be in there, I guess.
This is a good show.
Thanks.
It is really fucking good.
I'm awake.
Okay. So here's your plan. Here's the plan for the rest of the night. You're going to do just 37 more calls, and that's it.
All right. When I click on my phone, on my desk phone,
Brad,
it shows the calls that I missed, and it
Brad,
shows a Maryland phone number.
Brad, what? Stop. You are incapable of troubleshooting this issue tonight. Tomorrow, you're going to be fine. You're going to figure it out right quick, and everything's going to be okay. I don't know. I don't know how she called you back, but you are in no condition to figure it out right now. So stop dwelling on it, dummy. Right.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so we're in agreement. You're only going to do 307 more calls, and then that's it. Then that's the end of the show.
All right, it's a deal. All right.
Okay, 392 more calls, and then you're done for the night. That's it.
It's over. Okay, I'm done. I'm finished.
Not now. 398 more calls.
Yep, I'm totally doing that.
Okay, I'm hanging up on you.
All right, thanks.
Go.
Mr. Biggs, thanks for all the advice. Here we go. Oh, he hung up. Okay. Let's see if I can figure out how to do these 307 more calls. All right, let me click the button that makes the 307 more calls happen right now. Ouchie, call me.
Royal Farms, Royal Fresh, Royal Fast. This is Brittany. How may I help you?
Hey, Brittany. It's Ralph from the corporate office with Royal Farms.
How are you?
Pretty good. Do you have any customers in there right now?
I do.
Okay, I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with, do a quick survey with?
Can you give me 1 second?
Okay.
All right, give me 1 second.
All right.
Would you guys mind taking a survey real quick? It's our corporate office.
Quick chat room.
Hi.
Hi.
Did you ask to speak to a customer?
Oh, yeah. Any customer. Sounds great.
Okay, how can I help you?
I'm
the customer.
Oh, hey, customer. This is Steve. This is Ralph from the corporate office with Royal Farms.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. I'm just calling to, I need to get your opinion on a scale of 1 to 10. How cleanliness is our store?
How what?
What's the cleanliness level of our store? 1 to 10. Level of 1.
Okay. I was going to say, what's the rating for it? What's 1 and what's 10?
1 to 10. 1 is the worst, 10 is the best.
10.
All right, number 10. All right, question number 2. On a scale of 1 to 10, penis or vagina?
Do what?
Penis or vagina for you. Some people...
Am I a male or female? Did you just say penis or vagina?
Yeah, but not male or female. It's not that binary today. It's all about transgender and everything. Penis or vagina?
Wait a minute. What did you say about penis and vagina? That's what he said. What did you say now?
I'm asking you personally, penis or vagina? Like, what do you have?
I have a vagina.
Okay. All right. Vagina. I'm marking that down on the notepad. Question number three. On a scale of 1 to 10, Pepsi or Coke?
Coke.
Coke? What's wrong with Pepsi?
Okay, can I ask you a question? If this is really Royal Farms corporate office, why would you be asking about a penis or a vagina?
Things are a lot different now than they were back when we were kids. Like, just don't worry about it.
No, I'm being serious. Like, I'm standing in a Royal Farms store, And I know that as a person that works for a company would not come out and ask a question like that to a customer regardless. That's not even appropriate language for you to be using as a corporate office employee.
I know, but you got to understand that it's Wednesday night. I'm a little drunk right now. I've been drinking quite a bit. And, you know, the questions just kind of come out. Ma'am? Hello? I think she hung up. Right. I think that may have been the last call. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, hello. Okay, call's coming in. Is that... why isn't it... Hello? It doesn't show me who's calling in. It just makes the sound. Oh. You're just calling to laugh about the last... What the fuck is this? You know, someone from Royal Farms wouldn't be calling in about penis or vagina.
Okay, listen. All right, we all know that this is never going to be a show, okay?
Yeah. All right, you convinced me this won't be a show.
But that is not to say that it has not been an amazing fucking show. This has been incredible.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Mr. Biggs.
On a scale of 1 to 10, penis or vagina?
I'm glad you approve.
Oh, my God. I'm literally tearing up right now. Okay. As much as I want to hear you go all night long, I think that you should probably shift gears right now.
And quit.
No. Oh, God, no.
I'm quitting. It's done.
No, there's no quitting. You're going to keep going. I think that you should start taking calls from the people in Mixler right now. You got to give out a number.
All right, Mixler, call in. Someone just called in from 804, which is around the area that I've been calling, so it's a little weird.
Okay, listen. Are you listening to me, Brad?
Yep. Hey,
okay, good.
Mr. Biggs.
We're at 25 minutes past the hour.
All right.
I'm going to suggest the... pardon me.
Clap.
I'm going to suggest following.
Wake up.
Oh, no, I'm awake. I'm well awake. I am wasted now, though, just like you.
All right.
Spend the next 35 minutes taking calls from listeners, and they can talk about either what they've heard tonight or just to talk to you in general, because I want to hear you interact with some listeners right now.
Okay, let's do it. Everybody call in. The phone number is 814. No, 845-470-0336. Call in. Bye, Mr. Biggs. All right, I hung up on Mr. Biggs. I'm about to end the show, you guys. Oh, look at that. He posted the number just for me. Thanks, Mr. Biggs. Wake up, everyone. Clap two times in your face. If you would like to call into the show, it's 845-470-0336. Everyone should go to GoFundMe.com/Mr. Jones. Jones Surgery. Looks like Synth. Hey, Synth. Synth donated $50 to the Jones Dog Surgery. Another guy named Jason Parent. He sent in $20. And then before that, Buster and Wolfcock sent in $5. So thanks, Buster and Wolfcock. You guys are hopefully helping a dog not die. Hey, you're on the air. You're calling in to the show. Hey, hello.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
Penis or vagina?
Hey, Mr. Vagina.
I'm from the corporate office. We have the FBI here.
Ah,
closing
shit.
In on you.
Wake up.
We've packed all your phones.
Wake up.
you have 2 hours to make your confession.
Ah, shit. Crap.
Love you, Brad. Yeah.
Doing
a good show. Keep up the good work.
Hey, wake up. You're sleepwalking. You don't realize it, but you're sleepwalking.
You got a bitch slap them 2 times in the face.
Yeah. Yep, that's it. Wake up.
Great show, Brad. Yeah.
Thank you. Have you donated to the Nick Caesar dog fund yet?
I've been sharing the link. I'm gonna make a donation.
Okay.
Keep up the good work.
I hope you do.
For the cause.
Do it. Do it right now.
Bye, Brad.
Bye. Thanks for calling in. All right. See. Okay. Like, it's over. The show's over. Thanks for calling in, everyone. Yeah, I'll have the show out tomorrow. Thanks everyone for calling in. Bye everyone.
Hello, Brad. It's Copper Dan.
Hey, Copper Dan.
But just calling. Got an idea. You've been doing great in the past. Some Christmas trees. You shove them down the toilet.
Yeah.
How about tell the landlord that you've hooked up a wood chipper that feeds it into the toilet? Maybe that will help better assist the probability that they will probably believe it. Probably.
Yeah, I bet.
Goodbye, fuck boy.
It sounds believable.
Boy.
They probably believe anything, though. I should give that a try.
Hey, Roy. It's Dr. Otch.
Hey.
I love the Sensei Doug calls, and I've always been confused or wondering if it's some kind of inside joke. But you know how you say, like, you know, so-and-so was giving me snake eyes?
I do.
I always thought it was evil eyes, and I'm pretty sure snake eyes means, like, 2 ones on a pair of dice.
Yeah, it does. Know, like, I fucked up.
That kind of. I don't think snake eyes means what you think it means.
No, I know.
I was just wondering if it's some kind of inside joke. Play this on your next show. Give me an answer.
The inside joke is that I fucked up.
All right. Talk to you later.
I think in the very first Sensei Doug call, which was either to that baby store or was it to the electronics store guy, one of those two, I meant to say stink eye, and for some reason I said snake eye. I messed up. I said the wrong thing, but then I just kept doing it forever, and now it's a thing. I know whenever anyone says that to Matt Hillock, he gets mad. He's like, it's not snake eye, it's stink eye, you fucking idiot. So if you want to hear Matt Hillock get mad, just say snake eyes to him. It's hilarious. Oh man, speaking of Matt Hillock and Zax and Party Time and all that stuff, I completely forgot to mention this on the beginning of the show. I still don't know if I'm going to the meetup that happens in California in exactly 1 month or a month and a day. I think it's on the 16th of March, right? Here, let me look it up on Facebook. Yeah, March 16th, San Jose, California, from 2 p.m. until midnight. Hopefully Matt can go. I know he's in the hospital right now. I'm putting a link to the Facebook event page in the show notes on snowplowshow.com. If you want to see who all's going, it says 35 people are going, 56 are interested. Don Fickles is going to be there. Wasted Memory, Buster Casey, Riley Mix, Matt fucking Hillock, Dwight, he's going to be there. I think Carlito's not too sure if he's going to make it now. Zax is going to be there, of course. Nicholas Caesar is going to be there. I'm going to be pissed if I can't go to this, but I probably can't. Damn it. I'll know at the last minute, though, if I can go or if I can't. If I can't go, I'm going to be there somehow. Oh, yeah, I got stickers made. And I got an email this morning that they have been shipped to me. And I'm going to make sure the stickers at least make it to the meetup. Snowplow Show stickers. I got some of those shiny ones, you know, the aluminum-looking silver things. Hopefully they don't look like crap. But Dwight said he would pass them out at the meetup to everybody. So make sure you bug the shit out of Dwight and, you know, get a sticker from him. The whole thing should be a lot of fun, though, and it sucks that I probably can't go. But if I can't go, we've talked about, you know, getting a tablet and just having me on it, you know, via Skype or whatever FaceTime thing someone can use there. We'll have to figure out a way to keep it charged constantly and have unlimited internet. I don't know if I'll actually be on the entire time, but I don't know. We can at least pass around a cell phone, or maybe I could just do a live show during the entire thing. A live call-in show, and people from the meetup can call in and say hello. Yeah, let's do something like that. I don't know. I'll do something for the meetup if I'm not there. If any of you have any ideas, leave a voicemail or send a message or whatever.
Hey, Roy Gerbell.
Hey.
I'm over here. I smoked 2 marijuanas, and I've been thinking about loop lines. Did you ever call a loop line and connect?
I sure did.
I used to know an old number.
You what?
Fuck this up.
Yeah, you fucked everything up. Those damn marijuanas.
I can never find the other side of the loop line is what I'm saying. Did you ever?
I sure did. Wow, what's happening over there? He's having a hard time hanging up the phone. Yeah, I used to call loop lines back in high school. Some friend of mine, it's before I was really into freaking and all that stuff, before I really learned what they were exactly. But somebody else told me about the loop lines, and I used them to talk to girls late at night, you know, to get phone calls, because I didn't want to get yelled at for getting late night calls by my parents. So I would just put the phone on speakerphone and dial into a loop line, and there'd be this tone, this constant tone in my room. And when the tone stopped, I knew somebody called on the other side of the loop line, and then we get to the phone section on the loop line. It was very useful before I got my own phone line. Before that, my trick was setting up one of those ringer silencer switches, but I set it up so it silenced every ringer in the house instead of just the one in my room. But once I discovered the loop lines, that was no longer a thing I had to do. Instead, I just tied up the phone all night with a loop line. It's probably before we even had call waiting. I don't think they really have loop lines anymore, though, do they? I think they've all disappeared. The phone company linemen don't really need them anymore. They have other ways of doing those types of things. Or they just call their own cell phones or something. All right, here's 5 messages from Corbin Guy. I'm going to delete these 3. They're all over a minute. Here, let's play the one that's 30 seconds long.
Hey, it's Corbin Guy, and guess what? There is a female version of the annoying name Roy, Roy, R-O-I, yeah.
Okay.
You can hear it in the Breeders' song, New Year's and Roy, yay, okay. All right.
Fuck,
what am I doing? I'm supposed to do performance art.
Yeah, what the hell? Where's your performance art? Oh, and the next message is performance art. I guess I should play this.
Hey, Brad, it's Corbin Guy, and here's some performance art. I'm just going to slam the phone around on my counter randomly and
that's great.
Things and stuff. Yeah, fuck it.
Sounds like fun to listen to. Those are some cool sounds, Corbin Guy. Good job. Settle down, Corbin Guy. All right. It goes on for a little while.
Yo, BC, what up, man?
Hey.
Hey, I was listening to some of your calls that you've been making, and you do that thing where you clatter the keyboard, where it just is a bunch of sounds your keyboard, like anybody could ever type that fast or accurately, but whatever. I think it'd be funny if while you were typing that, you, after about 10 seconds, had Google Voice play and announce the definition of well-endowed, like that's what you were actually looking for, or it was something from another tab and it happened to play, because I'm pretty sure, based on everything I've heard, they're not going to say anything or respond at all, but I would like to see how much we could get away with when you're starting to clatter and click and clackle that keyboard, like all the stuff that could come back flying at you. Not just a buzz.
You're watching gay porn.
An approval.
You're watching gay porn.
You know what I mean? But like,
how about
really,
that
like
one?
All this stuff coming back flying at you from your recent search history.
Yeah, I get it. That's what I'll do. Great idea. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that really soon. It's going to be great. I can't wait to do that one.
Oh, Brad, I'm drunk right now. It's Red Eagle, formerly known as King Cobra. I'm going to roast you for like 30 minutes. No, 30 seconds, my bad.
Okay, all right.
But
roast me. Let's hear it.
I don't mean it. It's just for fun. Don't take it seriously. Okay, I got 2 roasts. Okay, right. First roast. You like the guy that's been like, I got a podcast, Mom. Get off the other one. Yeah, like that.
Yep,
and then you
that's
also...
me.
Also, Roy Boy, the soy boy. I'm shocked no one's called you that yet on the pod. When you're calling him.
Please,
but that's it.
Please, listeners, don't call me Roy Boy, the soy boy. I can't handle that.
That's all. It's just jokes, man. You're the greatest podcaster that I listen to. So
you're the greatest. You're the greatest, Brad. But here, let me insult you a bunch. Man, there's a lot of voicemails in here. That means I need to do a lot of snowplow shows so I can get through all of these. Here, let me pick a short one for the very last one.
I actually wasn't even planning to leave a voicemail. I was really just calling, hoping someone would answer so I can get an echo test.
Why would
I'm hoping
answer?
You play this voicemail so I can hear whether or not you were able to hear me. It seems like nobody's able to hear me on this extension or headset. So hopefully I can confirm that echo test when you play this voicemail on your show. Thanks. Have a great day.
No problem.
Caxis.
Why didn't you call something besides a voicemail? You know, call Domino's Pizza. That's what I used to do in the phone show days. Call Domino's, ask a few dumb questions, see if they respond, and then you know it works. But yeah, I guess your test was successful. Sounded great. Congratulations on the new headset. That's going to do it for today's show. Oh yeah, I need to tell you guys, I figured out what happened on the live show where that girl called me back. It was a combination of two different things on my Asterix system, or not on Asterix, with my carriers, my phone providers, my phone service providers. The first one wasn't working because I fucked it up when I was out of town trying to get it to work on the road. I think I blacklisted my home IP address accidentally, so it's not working anymore. I still need to go in and fix that. And because that was broken and that was not dialing out, that made it so that CallCentric was dialing out. And for whatever reason, I don't know why. I mean, I just set up CallCentric a couple weeks ago so I could dial while I was away from home. But I set it up so that it was using my home telephone number, which comes through on a Texas line and forwards to my local phone number here in Oregon, if that makes any sense. Pretty much every single call I made on that Valentine's Day show was from my home telephone number. So I'm surprised I didn't get more callbacks from people. And Mr. Biggs was right. I figured it out the next day. I'm sure you were all really concerned about that. Thank you, John B., Fun Society Arcade, Gobi, JT, and King Richard for being the sponsors of today's show. If you want to be a sponsor of the show, be sure to sign up over at patreon.com/phonelosers. Or you can go to phonelosers.com/cactus. Or I've signed up with the Dick Show's new anti-Patreon platform thing that he set up. I haven't actually set it up yet, though, but I have been approved for it. I'm going to start doing stuff on there now, I guess, too, in addition to Patreon and the website at phonelosers.com/cactus. So there's going to be a third way to support the show if you hate my stupid website and if you also hate Patreon for whatever reason. I'm going to have a third place I have to upload shows to, making more work for myself. What a great idea. Maybe by the time I release this, I will have the link to that in the show notes. But if not, hopefully on the next show, like you guys even care. Thanks for listening, everyone. See you next time. Here's some Bone Cage.
Shot and killed a senator for sleeping with my wife. Jury found me guilty, gave me 30 years to life. Prison-bound a walker found its way into the road. Swerved and flipped and woke up in a hole. I crawled out of the window, found the officer was dead. Turned into a zombie, so I shot him in the head. Jumped the fence and made my way inside a home. Inside a drawer I found a radio. Way there, little girl, tell me, where'd your parents go? How did you get by this long, surviving on your own? Living thing is okay now, come down from your tree. You don't have to be alone now, you can come with me. Hey there, sweet pea, it'll be alright. We're a team, just you and me, together we'll survive. And even when the walking dead are chewing through the walls, I promise I will keep you safe, I promise not to let you fall. And hey there, sweet pea, it'll be alright. We're a team, just you and me, together we'll survive. Chuck and Ben, oh, me, Chris, the Molly, and Vernon. All of them were special, many of them were brave. Most of them were eaten shy, hacked a bit, so ran away. But hey there, sweet pea, it'll be alright. We're a team, just you and me, together we'll survive. Survive. Be sure to keep your hair cut short and always have a gun. Be wary of the folks you meet and in doubt.
I'm asleep right now. I'm woke, sir.